now some more news. There was a series of depressing stories about the health service in Norfolk this week. The region's ambulance service still does not have enough staff to keep patients safe. An exodus of nursing staff, care home closures and beds being lost are heaping pressure on the region's care services. Mental health staff are having to handle caseloads nearly four times higher than they're supposed to handle. And Norfolk County Council is cracking down on poor social care given by private sector providers.
The region's ambulance service still does not have enough staff to keep patients safe, as bosses were slammed in its latest inspection report. The Care Quality Commission, or CQC, visited the East of England Ambulance Trust in April and May, and although the overall rating remained at requires improvement, there was a disconnect between staff and leaders, as the former was seen as outstanding and the latter as inadequate. The report said there had been significant churn in bosses. However, the culture of the organisation was beginning to refocus on putting the patient at the heart of everything they did. Staff told us that the new CEO had provided a buffer from external scrutiny which allowed them to focus on delivering quality care.
An exodus of nursing staff, care home closures and beds being lost are heaping pressure on the county's care services, a report has warned. An annual report on adult social care in the county has outlined the challenges for the services, including a 50% turnover of nurses in nursing homes. The report, which goes before Norfolk County Council's Cabinet, describes how poor pay packets and increasing workloads are impacting care workers in the county. It also states that in the 2018-19 financial year, the county lost 173 care home beds, a dozen care homes, and five home care providers. Meanwhile, it was also noted that more than one in five of the county's 465 care providers were judged by the Care Quality Commission as either inadequate or requiring improvement. Though the percentage requiring improvement, 18%, was a 3% improvement on the previous year.
Under pressure, staff at the region's struggling Mental Health Trust are tackling caseloads nearly four times higher than they're meant to. The problem was highlighted by Labour County Councillor Dr. Chris Jones at Norfolk County Council's Health Overview and Scrutiny Committee meeting. Norfolk and Suffolk Foundation's Trust Chief Executive Professor Jonathan Warren and Medical Director Bodan Solomka were summoned in front of councillors to update them on progress since their latest failing Care Quality Commission report. Dr. Jones said, "There are individuals within the trust whose caseloads are nearly four times over the target you're aiming for." Documents prepared for the meeting showed some 66 members of staff working in adult community services in central Norfolk had more than 25 patients on their caseload. The same service had a member of staff with 75 patients on their list. Professor Warren said more investment was on its way to help tackle this, but he added, "In the interim, I don't think we can carry on as we are. There are only two things that can happen there. Either waiting lists grow or caseloads grow, and they are at the limit to where they can be."
Norfolk County Council is to crack down on poor social care given by private providers. There are 15 care homes in Norfolk which are rated as inadequate, which makes up 3% of the total number of homes. And another 85, 18% of them, have been told by the Care Quality Commission that they need to improve. But now the council wants to up the standards of care, and the organisation's powerful cabinet looks set to approve a raft of measures to do that when they meet on August the 5th. Councillor Bill Borrett, the Cabinet Member for Adult Social Care, Public Health and Prevention, said, "We rely on the private and voluntary sector to provide most of our care, and it's crucial that standards are maintained and that their businesses are sustainable. The Council continues to monitor the situation and is proposing a series of practical measures to support the care market." The council spends £328 million a year on care for 17,000 adults. But issues including high staff turnover and a loss of 173 care home beds, 12 providers and 5 home care providers over the last year has put pressure on the sector. The report said that there had already been a more robust approach of intolerance of ongoing poor ratings put in place, where providers are expected to be able to achieve a good or outstanding CQC rating.
A project which helps combat holiday hunger by giving out free packed lunches has warned it could struggle to meet demand this summer. Last year, Norfolk Unite Community, part of the Unite Union, launched a project to hand out free lunches with no questions asked to children living in the Mile Cross area of Norwich. Designed to help families who may be struggling to cover additional holiday costs of childcare, activities and extra food over the course of last summer, the project handed out around 430 meals. Now, as the scheme returns for another year, organisers are expecting to hand out almost three times as many meals as they did last summer and have been warned that they may be overwhelmed by demand. Brian Green, branch secretary of the Unite Community branch in Norfolk, which is running the project, said the union had raised enough money to supply 1,200 lunches. Easter, he said, was very busy, so we're basing the number of lunches on the Easter holidays. The number of people we get all depends on how many people the food bank refers to us. He said the project had already received more inquiries than last year, but that the increased interest could be put down to a number of factors, including word of mouth. We seem to have had a lot of people inquiring about the meals and people contacting us this year, but it could be that more people know about us now. And of course, we do work with Mile Cross, Catton Grove and Angel Road schools.
The burgers served at a Norwich bar have been named as some of the best in England by an international travel publisher. The burgers at Gonzo's Tea Room on London Street made Big Seven Travel's list of the 50 best burgers in England. Ranking Gonzo's 18th overall, the travel website said the bar serves up seriously great burgers and recommends the Big Kahuna, which comes with pineapple. On Facebook, Gonzo said, "We proudly say the best burgers in Norwich, but now we've just got voted one of the best burgers in the country." The Grant Holt burger is officially now playing for England. Congrats to Jeff the chef and our whole kitchen team. Burgers on the menu at the bar include the Alpha Papa, the Dirty Gertie and the Macon Bacon.